Now we'll hear Doreen Carwithin's big romantic work for piano and strings, completed in 1948. Carwithin was born in 1922 in Haddenham, Buckinghamshire, England. She learned piano and violin at her mother's knee and then entered the Royal Academy of Music, where she also learned cello. After winning all composition prizes at the Academy, she became a sub-professor of composition there from 1946 to 1948. Her first orchestral work, the one we just heard, was performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra in 1947 with Sir Adrian Bolt conducting. It was a great success, and many performances and broadcasts followed. Other orchestral works, including the concerto we're about to hear, received important performances. In spite of the initial success of these works, publishers were not interested in a woman composer, so scores and parts gradually returned home, where they remained cocooned, rarely getting a hearing. Carwithin was the first composer chosen from the Royal Academy of Music for the J. Arthur Rank apprenticeship scheme in 1947 to study film music, and she wrote music for over 30 films, including the official film for the coronation, Elizabeth is Queen. In 1961, Carwithin became amanuensis and literary secretary to William Alwyn, who had been her professor of composition at the Royal Academy and whom she later married. At that point, Doreen Carwithin went into retirement, and Mary Alwyn, Mary was her middle name, became the public persona the world saw. She worked tirelessly on behalf of her husband. After his death in 1985, she formed the William Alwyn Foundation to promote her husband's music. She supervised recordings, edited his unpublished works, and helped students from all over the world in their doctorate studies of Alwyn's life and music. Although late in life she thought of writing a symphony and started to draft a third string quartet, hopes of a second phase to her career were dashed in 1999 when a severe stroke left her paralyzed down one side. Doreen Carwithin died in 2003. Now, let's hear the Concerto for Piano and Strings with Howard Shelley, pianist, and the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by Richard Hickox. It's in three movements.